Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Republicans lead Democrats by big margins on important issues, according to a new poll. A new report reveals the actual cost to taxpayers of President Biden's executive orders. The number of traditional families falls to a historic low in America. Most folks say they have no fear of death. Also ahead, what is going on in Chicago? But first, with just 50 days until the midterm vote, Americans trust Republicans over Democrats to best handle key issues. Poll from NBC News finds 60% of voters want candidates to focus on inflation, crime, cost of living, immigration. Just 37% rank abortion or climate change as the biggest issues. Forecasts predict the GOP will take control of the House in November, the Senate too close to call. A report from Fox News reveals the actual cost of President Biden's executive orders. Since taking office, he has signed more than 100 decrees, the most since President Ford. Between the border, COVID, and canceling student debt, Joe Biden's spending is now over $1.5 trillion. That figure does not include massive spending packages approved by Congress, like the Inflation Reduction Act. It's just Biden's executive orders, $1.5 trillion. Amazing. The number of U.S. households containing a mother, father, and child reaching a record low. Data from the Census Bureau says just 18% of American homes now contain a traditional family. That's the fewest since 1959 and a 45% drop since 1970. The fastest growing household in the country, single parents. Marriage rates last year falling to the lowest level since the government began keeping marriage rates during the Civil War. Survey from YouGov finds 2/3 of adults have no fear of dying. 60% of us say we are going to heaven. 50% say maybe not. 10% believe in reincarnation. Nearly half of respondents think they will reunite with their pets in the afterlife, so you may want to be buried with a leash. In a moment, hard times in Chicago. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The nation's third largest city, Chicago, is in trouble. Some stats. Chicago has 2.7 million people living there. McDonald's is headquartered in the Windy City. And earlier this month, McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski issued a dire warning about Chicago. Quote, "Everywhere I go around the world, I'm confronted by the same question. What's going on in Chicago? While it may wound our national civic pride to hear it, there is a general sense out there that our city is in crisis." Unquote. And it is. Crime stats. Car theft in Chicago up 60%. Shootings up 35%. Home invasions up 30%. Murder up 30%. Armed robbery up 10%. Assaults up 25%. Why? Because progressives run the criminal justice system in Illinois, and they are soft on crime. In fact, Mayor Lori Lightfoot just issued an order that says Chicago police cannot even chase suspected criminals who are fleeing. That, of course, is insane. Now, the result of all this crime is that Chicago is losing its business base. Boeing relocating to Arlington, Virginia. Caterpillar relocating to Dallas, Texas. Citadel, one of America's largest hedge funds, relocating to Miami. The Chicago Bears football team moving to a distant suburb. Major national retailers closing locations in Chicago include Whole Foods, Starbucks, McDonald's, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Walgreens, and Target. So, the tax base in Chicago is falling rapidly, and the residents of the Windy City are in danger from being harmed by criminals who are not punished. When voters continue to elect incompetents like Governor Pritzker and Mayor Lightfoot, pain will follow. So will death. About 2,500 people have been shot in Chicago so far this year. Where is the outrage? Where are the demonstrations? After the George Floyd killing, there were riots all over Chicago. But 2,500 people being shot doesn't get you a riot there. Think about it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can order my new book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, out September 27th. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 64 years ago today, a small crowd gathered around Martin Luther King Jr. at a department store in New York City. As he spoke, a middle-aged woman plunged a letter opener into his chest, nearly killing the civil rights leader. Here is the story. Dr. King was born January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. He began preaching at the age of 13. 2 years later, he was admitted to Morehouse College, a historically black university. King's campaign for equality in America began in 1955 with the Montgomery bus boycott. He became an overnight celebrity, but also a target. On September 20th, 1958, the 29-year-old preacher was signing books in Harlem, New York, when a mentally ill African-American woman stabbed him with a 7-inch knife with such force it broke the handle of the knife. Amid the chaos, Martin Luther King Jr. remained conscious and calm. He was quickly rushed to a hospital. He then underwent hours of delicate surgery to remove the blade, which had lodged less than an inch from his heart. Doctors later told him that a simple sneeze could have been fatal. From his hospital bed, where he recovered for weeks, Dr. King issued a statement affirming his nonviolent principles. The attacker, Izola Curry, was confined to a series of mental health hospitals where she died in 2015 at the age of 98. A few years after the stabbing, King was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his nonviolent resistance to racism. At just 35 years old, he was the youngest person ever to receive the honor. Throughout his life, the civil rights leader traveled more than 6 million miles, delivered 3,000 speeches. He was in prison 29 times on fabricated charges like civil disobedience and loitering. On April 4, 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was shot dead in Memphis while standing on a second-story balcony of his hotel room. He was just 39 years old. back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.